Welcome as you join us for worship on this week beginning the 27th of September. As we look forward in our calendar next Sunday, the first Sunday in October, we're going to be marking harvest in our worship together. Something that you could do to prepare for that is if you have any edible seeds in your house, to look one of them out. That would be something like a sunflower seed. But don't worry if you don't have that. Even a crumb of bread that you can hold in your hand would be ideal, because it represents something that comes from a seed. So something that you can hold in your hand and that's edible would be terrific. Can I also say I'm delighted that Eleanor Hamilton and our team are putting together a Reflections magazine, which will hopefully be with us all in a couple of weeks and an opportunity for us to catch up on some news from one another and to hear about life in our community and in our parish. We worship God together today and we read words from Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. We worship together.
And majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God, Lord of eternity, dwells in humanity, kneels in humility, and washes our feet. Oh, what a mystery! Meekness and majesty, bow down and worship, for this is your God, this is your yet loves obedience to death on a cross, suffering to give us life, conquering through sacrifice, and as they crucify, praise Father, forgive. Oh, what a mystery, meekness and majesty, bow down and worship, for this is your God, this is your God. Wisdom unsearchable, God the invisible, love indestructible, in frailty appears. Lord of infinity, stooping so tenderly, lifts our humanity to the heights of his throne. Oh, what a mystery, meekness and majesty. Bow down and worship. All this is your God. This is your
reading this morning is from Mark chapter 6, reading from verse 30 to verse 44. Jesus feeds the 5,000. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus told them to make all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading from his own most holy word.
The story that we had read from the Bible this morning will be familiar to many people as Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fish. It's the only Jesus story that's told six times across the four Gospels. It was clearly an important story for the early church. Mark tells us that Jesus and his disciples had been busy. They were ministering to people, preaching and teaching, healing people. And Jesus recognised their need for some rest and some quiet, some time away. And that's maybe the first place for us to start this morning. We all need time for rest and for quiet. Time to be still, to tune in to God's presence around us, within us. Time to be restored and time to be healed. And I would encourage us all to do that, even if it's only for a few moments each day, that we might find our centre in the God who made us and knows us. In that place of quiet and rest, the crowds gather again. And Mark tells us that Jesus had compassion on them as he saw them. If we go back to the original meaning of that word compassion in the Greek, it literally means to be churned up inside. Jesus saw their need and was deeply moved. People today talk about compassion fatigue, a condition that's characterized by emotional and physical exhaustion, leading to a diminished ability to empathize or to feel for others. It's sometimes described as the negative cost of caring. And so, especially in these more recent months, we've been called upon to support and to pray for those who are on that front line of professional caring. But each of us too needs to guard against losing our compassion, on becoming cynical and removed from the need and the pain of others around us. To pray that God would help us to see others through the eyes of Jesus, so that the way that we see and feel is transformed. Jesus had compassion. And then in this situation, there are Jesus' disciples, thinking they were going somewhere for quiet and for rest, now to find themselves surrounded by people again. And these people are hungry. The disciples are concerned about this, but the way that Jesus responds to them is very challenging. For in verse 37, he says, "You give them something to eat." What did Jesus mean? Was he serious? Perhaps he saw something in the disciples that they couldn't see in themselves. They weren't alone. Jesus was with them, and they and Jesus together meant that the hungry would be fed. Consider for a moment how this might apply to you and I. We may not face a hungry crowd that we need to feed, but there are all kinds of situations of need around us in our family, in our wider circle, in our community. But Jesus and you together means that there is not one situation where we need to feel overwhelmed and helpless. But I wonder if there's something deeper here as well. That a longing deep within their souls was satisfied too as they listened to Jesus. Augustine of Hippo, also known as Saint Augustine, was a theologian, a philosopher, and a bishop in Roman North Africa. His writings influenced the development of Western philosophy and Western Christianity. And he is viewed as one of the most important church fathers. He wrote these words: "In contrast to God, what is man? Yet there is a connection between the two. Humans, such a small part of creation, and short-lived as they are, still find a need to praise God. In spite of sin, each feels the longing to reach out to their Creator. Why is this?" And Augustine realizes that it is the doing of God, and he writes, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they can find rest in you." Today, We bring our hunger before our Saviour, the hunger of body, mind, and spirit. And the Saviour that we come to is the one who said, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never go hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty. And as we bring ourselves to our Saviour, so he calls on us to bring others so that they too might bring their deepest longing to the one in whom they and we can find our rest. Amen.
Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord.
Faithful one, so unchanging.
Faithful one, so unchanging. Ageless one, you're my rock of peace, Lord. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love.
Let us pray. Living God, you came to our world through Christ to help, to heal and save. So now as we gather together, we pray for those in need, asking, Lord, that you would reach out to them in your love. Lord, we pray for the sick and suffering, the poor and hungry, the oppressed and exploited, the lonely and unloved, the aged and infirm, the frightened and anxious, the sorrowful and the bereaved, the helpless and the hopeless. Reach out to them, O Lord, in your love. Loving God, there is so much need around us in our neighbourhood and our town, our country and our world at this time. So many people crying out for help. Loving God, reach out to them in your love. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of prayer. We thank you that you hear us and you answer us. And so, Lord, hear us as now we bring our own cry to you. Hear us, graciously hear us. Lord, show us where and how we can respond in this world of need. Give us the means, the will, the commitment and the love to reach out in the name of Christ, offering something of ourselves to others, even as Christ offered his all for us. And Lord, together, hear us as we pray in the words that you taught your first followers. So together we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The one who breaks the darkness with a liberating light. Praise the one who frees the prisoners, turning blindness into sight. Praise the one who preached the gospel, curing every dread disease, calming storms and feeding thousands with the very bread of peace. Praise the one who blessed the children with a strong yet gentle word. Praise the one who drove out demons with a piercing two-edged sword. Praise the one who brings cool water to the desert's burning sand. From this well comes living water, quenching thirst in every land. Praise the one true love incarnate, Christ who suffered in our place. Jesus died and rose for many, that we may know God by grace. Let us sing for joy and gladness, seeing what our God has done. Praise the one redeeming glory, praise the one who makes us one.
Now go in peace, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he
sing once again into our doors.
Once again.